So the 10 segments that I have on this tape, it begins with Martin Luther King, which is a great beginning. Oh boy, was that a good beginning. He is so powerful. And he speaks out against the war in Vietnam. But he also speaks out that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And he also addresses the issue that the other civil rights leaders of his time did not want him to get involved with being a peace activist and against the war in Vietnam. They were afraid he'd lose his effectiveness as a civil rights leader, and they were fighting for those rights, Afro-American people. And Martin Luther King says on the tape, "The other civil rights leaders can do what they want. I have to speak out. I have to speak out against injustice. I have to speak the truth." And it's a very powerful statement, and it's a great opening to the tape. And the second speaker on there is John Stockwell, who I mentioned earlier. Of all the XCI people I've ever heard, and there are a lot of really good ones, and there's some other ones on the tape, I found John Stockwell to be the most powerful speaker I ever heard. It's on the CIA, the history of the CIA, the fact that he was a very high-level CIA officer who ran the destabilization in Angola in 1975. So he had a whole operation at his, that he was running, and he talked about all the, he has talked about all, how much money and manpower he had at his beck and call, how two-thirds of all that manpower and money were spent on propaganda. By the way, he worked for ex-president George Herbert Walker Bush, who was his boss at the time, head of his, director of the CIA, and Stockwell is the highest level CIA officer ever to testify to Congress about what he was doing. And he's written a couple books that have been really good. And his importance in all this is, I think, huge because he's very effective. This man was doing it and speaking out about what he was doing. And the third segment on this tape is, to some people, probably the most important one. I think all the 10 segments are very important. But it's Bill Moyers, The Secret Government. I think the reason it's so important were two reasons. One, it's that good. It's nobody can do it like Bill Moyers. And two, it is Bill Moyers. And he is one of the most respected TV journalists in this country. And when I tell people who don't want to know anything about this tape or what I'm talking about, when I tell them Bill Moyers is on it, they do listen to me a little bit. And so that segment alone could convince a lot of people, I think, if I can get them to look at it. And he takes us on a history of the Cold War, a history of the CIA. He talks to Ralph McGehee and Philip Rettinger, who were both in the CIA, about what they did. He talks with a man who, after World War II, worked in our intelligence department and was working with Klaus Barbie, who was known as the Butcher of Lyon, France's number one war criminal, a Nazi murderer. He came to work for the United States. And this is on the tape. And they also, Bill Moyers also shows how we brought hundreds of Nazis we brought into our government to spy and to give us information, and how we protected them and sent a lot of them to South America, Bolivia, and other countries. And he's got this document on there. Most people have no idea that the United States dealt with Nazis in their new war, as he says, the war against the new enemy, the Soviet Union. He had Senator Frank Church's on that documentary where the Church hearings in 1975, where they did the first study of the CIA and the covert operations they were doing. And there's just so much good information on Bill Moyers' tape, and him just having Bill narrate it is wins people every time. I don't know. I've never heard anybody say Bill Moyers is lying. Then we have Cover Up, Rehide, and Contrafare, which is a professional documentary that actually played in the movie theaters, made by the Empowerment Project, I think in 1986 or 7. Barbara Trent directed it, and it was narrated by the late Elizabeth Montgomery. That's a very good documentary, telling what happened with our involvement in Nicaragua, with our arming the Contras, what the Contras were doing, the terrorism they were doing, how we were illegally selling arms to Iran, and they were giving up the money to arm the Contras, and how the Contras were dealing drugs, and they were flying the drugs back in the United States in CIA planes. And also there's a history on that there of the CIA covert operations given by Pierre Del Scott, professor from Berkeley. And there's so much good information on that tape. But many other people on there. Representative Jack Brooks and Representative Henry Gonzalez speak, both from Texas, on that tape. And many other really important people showing what happened in Nicaragua and our, you know, the CIA's involvement in it. And then the next segment on the tape is called School of Assassins. This one is sometimes the one that a lot of people really resonate to. School of the Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia. And it's narrated by Susan Sarandon, another really known person. And it's about the School of the Americas, which is located in Fort Benning, Georgia, where we train here in the United States military personnel from Central and South America to basically terrorize their own people, to control their own populations, to control people such as myself, for instance, who are left-wing people, organizers, healthcare workers, union representatives, people that want to change the system we have going there that we support that oppresses their people. These are the people that are, as Father Roy Bourgeois, who is the main speaker on this tape, and who is the priest who has been fighting to close the School of Americas for over 10 years, and he is such an incredible human being, says, you know, we have a voice in the United States. We can speak for those who don't. The people in Central and Latin America. And every time I see the tape, you know, I never get bored with any of these segments. And I see Father Roy. He's such a loving man. Even the people at the base like him. He's such a good human being. The School of Assassins tape is very powerful. And look how pertinent it is and how timely it is. They say in this country, our leaders, George Bush and our country, is saying there's a war on terrorism. Well, how come we have an organization in this country that trains terrorists? And when you see the video, you see so many of the atrocities that took place in Central America, the assassination of Archbishop Oscar Romero, the murder of the four nuns that were murdered and raped, the murder of the six Jesuit priests and their housekeeper and her daughter, the El Mazzotti massacre of 900 people, on and on and on and on and on. When they find out who was responsible for these atrocities, over 80% of them were trained at the School of the Americas at Fort Benning, Georgia. You don't have to be a very smart person to figure out there's something wrong with that. We're training them to do these things. And they deny it, but they're doing it. Our own terrorist training school right in the United States. And many, many people know about that because of the efforts of Father Roy and the 10,000 people that gather every year in November at Fort Benning to cross the line. And the next segment is the worst thing going right now, I think. And it's called Genocide by Sanctions. It's the worst thing our country is doing of all the things. If you wanted to pick out one thing, it's about what we're doing to Iraq. It's made by Gloria Lariva of the International Actors Center, an incredible filmmaker. And it features former Attorney General Ramsey Clark going to Iraq and talking to the doctors in Iraq and the people there and going to the hospitals and showing how the 5,000 children are dying every month for 11 years. 11 years. Of an average of 5,000 children under the age of 5 dying every month because we bombed out their way of life in the what they call the Persian Gulf War, which is the slaughter of over 200,000 people in Iraq in that first 6 weeks. But beyond that, we targeted their whole infrastructure. We bombed out their water system, their sewer system, their electric system, their food system, their transportation system purposely. And to this day, the sanctions, which we enforce along with England, do not allow them to rebuild, and so one of the main reasons they're dying is they're drinking dirty water. They don't have clean water to drink. Of course, they don't have enough food to eat. They don't have the right medicines. That's, of all the things we've done and are doing, it could be stopped if we lift the sanctions and let these people live. And the world, by the way, is against what we're doing there, the United States is doing. The whole world knows about it. And UNICEF and the Red Cross, that's where these numbers come from. Now, what happens is when you tell most people here in the United States about this, they just say two words back to me when I bring this up to people. They say, Saddam Hussein. It's Saddam Hussein's fault. And I say, okay, let's look at this. Even if he's guilty of everything that they say he's guilty of, and I'm not going to defend Saddam Hussein, but I don't think he's guilty of everything that they say he is, but, you know, he's done a lot of bad things. Why does that give us the right to kill his people? Because that's what's happening. And also, a lot of stuff they're saying about him isn't true. Not to defend him, but he doesn't have control over the everything that's happening in Iraq. That issue is so powerful. And I think the problem is Americans, it's so horrible. Americans can't imagine our country could be doing this. And they just can't take responsibility for it. So there's a genocide happening as we are sitting here talking. And we're paying for it with our tax money. And it's continuing. And It needs to stop. We need to lift the sanctions. The United States put Saddam Hussein in power, and they have kept him in power. And I tell people all the time, let's not put people like that in power. Let's not put Saddam Hussein in power. Let's not put Noriega in power. Let's not arm train or whatever we do with Osama bin Laden and all the others. Because, you know, but people don't want to hear that. But that's a very powerful part of the tape. See, the next segment is Amy Goodman. Amy Goodman, to me, is the best journalist in America. She, of course, is from part of Pacifica. She's from WBAI in New York. And there really isn't a better journalist in America than Amy Goodman. And in this segment, she's talking about East Timor. She's talking about the Indonesian military invading East Timor and committing a genocide of over one-third of the people there. And she's also talking about a genocide that the Indonesian military did against its own people, I think in 1965 under Suharto, 10 years earlier before they invaded East Timor. And what she's saying is both of these genocides were aided by the CIA. They helped the Indonesian military to do this. They gave them the list of people, leftists, once again, like myself and like all of us, people that were fighting to change the system. Not fighting literally, but just fighting figuratively. It was some people estimate 800,000 people may have died in the genocide in Indonesia, and over 200,000 in East Timor, where we only had 600,000 people living there. And nobody even heard of this. She says it on the tape. For 17 years, it was never mentioned. And I never heard of this until I heard Amy Goodman say it. Now people know about it because she is saying it. And there is video footage that is over this. Wasn't in my original tape, but this last edit of the tape, we have video footage of East Timor, so you see what she's talking about as she's speaking it. By the way, my friend Ralph Cole, Justice Vision, did video Amy Goodman speaking at the Midnight Special for that. So that's very powerful segment. And then we have the Panama Deception, okay? They buy the Empowerment Project, directed by Barbara Trent, who made cover of the Iran-Contra Affair, and also narrated by Elizabeth Montgomery. And the Panama Deception won the Academy Award. I can remember sitting watching the Academy Awards that night, and I said, I can't believe they nominated the Panama Deception, but it has no chance of winning. I said it, I made that statement, and next thing I'm hearing, Panama Deception, Barbara Trent! And I started screaming, I couldn't believe it. She got up in front of the biggest audience in the world, maybe, I don't know, between the Super Bowl and the Academy Awards, what the biggest audience is, and she got her 30 seconds or whatever to accept her award and make a few statements. People were booing her. She said, I'm sorry, I didn't do it, I'm just showing the truth. And I thought, hallelujah, this is going to get so much attention from this. And the Panama Deception did play in the theaters, and it probably did get some good attention from this, from winning the Academy Award, but it didn't get that much. And it's never played on PBS, I don't think, except for maybe one or two outlets. It does play on I think Bravo, on the Independent Film Channel occasionally, and it's a brilliant documentary and shows what we did in Panama, and it's people love this one. A lot of people love this the most on the tape because it shows clearly what we did in Panama, and it shows clearly how our mainstream media told us something completely opposite. They show us the bombing. They show neighborhoods completely leveled and people dead everywhere and being buried in mass graves and people, the relatives crying and screaming, and then they show Dan Rather and Ted Koppel and Peter Jennings and the rest, Brokaw, not telling us this at all. All they talk about is the Americans that died. And this is clearly pointed out on this tape by Michael Prenny, Professor Michael Prenny, who's a brilliant peace activist and very well known. And he says on the tape, the media is not close to corporate America. The media is not beholden to corporate America. The media is corporate America. And, you know, GE owns NBC. And I think, I forget who owns CBS, Tish Westinghouse or whoever owns CBS now, and Disney owns ABC, and on and on and on. This is, of course, such a key issue. We have to always tell people, they think the media is liberal. That's the biggest myth, is the media is owned by the richest people in America, and their goal is to sell you products and to keep you in the dark, and certainly not want you to see the truth about what our system's been doing. And the Panama Deception points that out so clearly. It's so clear. And they have many other really excellent speakers on there talking about what we did in Panama. They think we killed over 4,000 people, mostly civilians. to get Noriega, who was on the CIA payroll for 20 years and was personal buddies with George Bush. He actually knew him. He knew George Bush. We put him in power there. This is what the beauty of this tape is. You see this. You see clearly. This is the policy. These are not aberrations. These are mistakes. This is what my compilation shows. And so the panel exception is one of the ones people love so much.
You're listening to an interview with Frank Doerrel, an LA activist and member of Veterans for Peace. Frank's video and book are both available through his website, addictedtowar.com. Or look for him at the next progressive event you attend. We'll be back in a moment with the second half of our interview on Radio IMC LA.